Oh, boy. Please join me with in the Lord's Prayer, just to kill me. I know he's here, God's here, but anyway. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. There are a couple of versions that are around, but the message is the same. That is that the power of God is unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. I often think Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, the enemy is very active right now. It's about instant gratification. Instant. You get things quickly. The Lord will give you stuff, but in his time, not your time. I think that's very important that we... I could go into Psalm 23, but I won't. And I start most mornings because the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And you let the Lord do his work and stand by, and he will do his work. It might be instant, but it will come. I only said to Richard this morning, I need a couple of things. I'm going away for a couple of days to the mainland, and I need a couple of things, and the Lord provided them. He did. Now, I was thinking about that. I thought, I need this and I need that. Well, I'll see if Ivan's got some on the way out of town. Next thing, he called me. I went there. I was there a couple of minutes. He said, oh, thanks for seeing him while he was doing something. Have this. And he gave me what I wanted. He said, oh, I'll fill your car with petrol too. I was just saying, the Lord will... He's just there all the time. So... Give him a chance. Give the Lord a chance. And really, Greg, that's all I have to say, because I'm really looking forward to your very powerful word of God. Thank you. God bless you all. Amen.